Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, comedian, TV presenter, oral history gatherer Martin Beans Ward is trying to spread a bit of Christmas joy. He says he's a bit of a Grinch when it comes to Christmas Day, but I don't think that's entirely true. Martin, good morning to you. How's everything in Clare Galway, first of all?
Wet, windy, the usual. They don't like to surprise us, you know.
Okay, listen, explain to me, Martin, first of all, your connection to Galway Hospice. They looked after your lovely Uncle Pat.
They did indeed. And Pat passed away in June. And I don't know, for anyone listening, you don't know how great the hospice are, like the staff, how great they are, until you're unlucky enough to find yourself in a situation where either you or someone you know or a family member or a loved one needs their services. And it was just the way that, you know, because their whole ethos is not around dying. It's about living and creating those memories, you know, and it's the little things. And to try to do this thing where, you know, to get the most out of life for as long as possible. It's about, you know, elongating life for as long as possible and just being a happy place to be. And Pat loved it. Like, right up until the end, you know, there was no issues with visiting hours or things like that. And it was just, it's so community focused. Now, I'm lucky enough that I didn't personally need the services, but seeing my uncle go through it, I was like, this place is stellar. And I didn't even know it existed up until that point. And it was only afterwards I sent him a little message and I sent him some chocolates and all that, you know, on the QT. And I was like, listen, if you ever need any help, you know, like any fundraising events or things like that, you know, make sure you give me a shout. So there last week I was approached and asked if I'd share a video. And I was like, well, you know what, I haven't done anything to help kind of raise funds or do anything to help promote the hospice. So I said, I'd gladly give up, you know, a few hours of my Christmas day to go in and, you know, have a chat and a bit of crack with any of the patients that find themselves, you know, there over the Christmas. And then I was thinking, Jesus, that's an awful thing to be doing to people who can't move, you know, having to put up with me for 2 hours. So I said, I better bring actual talented people. So I put a call out for musicians. And within a day, I had 5 musicians from across Galway donating their time on Christmas Day. So now it's turned into a little bit of a session. And I mean, it's only 2 hours of the day. I'm not a massive fan of Christmas, but I do believe in doing charity and, you know, trying to spread the real message of Christmas, which is community spirit. So that's kind of planned for that day. But then it's exploded into something different, even like it's even bigger now, because there was a separate thing that I do here in Clare Galway. I tried to, you know, leave a couple of vouchers in some of the shops, but there's one cafe here called Mocha Beans, and it's run by Trevor Kinney and Jareth Mangan. And what they do on Christmas Day is they open up between 1 and 3, and they give out free soup, sandwiches, blankets, hot water bottles to anyone that's alone over Christmas. So I was going to help them anyway. And then they found out about this hospice thing. And they said, oh, Jesus, sure, we'll donate, you know, tea, coffee, sugar and sweet treats and biscuits for up to 150 people to the canteen. Now, for anyone that has ever gone to hospice, the canteen is set up for visitors and for the residents. And it's usually, you know, donation basis. So these guys have jumped on board. I mean, it was started off as one thing, and now it's just turned into something even bigger. So it's like, for me, I feel as though that I needed to show some gratitude for how they treated my uncle. But what I've quickly learned is that they've touched the hearts of hundreds of people across Galway, and that they're not the only hospice in the country. So like, I just think that this is a little way of me giving back. And just showing gratitude, really. And I think for anyone listening, actually, if you really want to help these guys out, just donate something. It could be a pack of biscuits. It could be a box of tea bags. Barry's, not Lions. You know, no one needs I'm only joking. I actually drink both.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like such a great event and so many people are involved. And I know a lot of musicians have also volunteered. I mean, do you want to name check some of them to give them credit or not?
Well, actually, to be fair, the list is growing. So we've got five already, but there's another three people. So I'm not going to list out the names just yet, but keep an eye on the social media pages, because I'm going to actually do a little bit of a profile on each person that is getting behind it. And it could very well be that there could be 10 people by the end of this week. So the list is ever growing, and the people reaching out, you know, asking how they could donate. I'm not doing a fundraiser with money, but if there is a means, a mechanism for that on their website, I'd say check that out. But I think the practical stuff is just donate a box of tea bags or something. Mm. And I think even on a deeper level, if you're not near a hospice, maybe do check in on those people that you might think might be spending Christmas alone. Because for a lot of people, you know, they love Christmas, but for others, it's a really, really lonely time of year. So I'll be giving up 2 hours, not giving up, but I'll be enjoying 2 hours at Galway Hospice between 1 and 2. And then I'll be doing a hop, skip and a jump straight back to Clare Galway. And I'll be doing an hour there at the cafe talking to the local elders here in the community that might find themselves alone. If there's anyone listening that thinks, geez, that's a great idea, I could do it even better, please do. because it's right across the country, there are people that are, you know, in need of some company, or the hospice people, you know, and staff across the country, they could do a little bit of a buzz as well, you know. So, yeah. And by the way, like everyone is saying to me on Facebook, it must be a real Irish thing, geez, you're awful good. I'm not, like, I'm an absolute gobshite in a lot of ways, you know. but if this is the one good thing I could do this year, I'm quite happy for that. And I'd love for everybody listening to join me in some capacity.
No, it's brilliant for doing it, Martin. Now, what about your own Christmas day after all your good deeds? Will you go home to your mammy for the dinner?
Oh, here, Miriam, there's going to be absolute murders when I get back down to June to the family, because this is the first year in my entire life that I'm a pescatarian at Christmas. And it's like, yeah.
Have you warned your mother?
I've dropped the subtle hints. I said, sure, I'm actually going to eat fish now this year. It's good for the skin. To be honest with you, coming out as a pescatarian is probably a little bit more, it's actually more difficult than when I came out as being gay, to be totally honest with you. There'll be a big sit-down moment. It's like, actually, it's a phase. you've been influenced. That's what's wrong with you. You're in the wrong crowd. The vegans are got to you.
Why did you become a pescatarian, Martin?
Well, actually, for a variety of reasons. You know, it's been something that's been gnawing at me for a while. And I think as well, you know, I mean, my uncle passed away from colon cancer. So, and I'm not saying that meat has caused that, and, you know, science, it differs on the opinion on that. But as you said, to keep the red meat down. And I suppose that was in the back of my mind. And then all of a sudden, the algorithm got me and it started sending me videos of pigs, you know, crying before they go to slaughter, and cows going out for the, you know, the first time touching grass, like American cows, Irish cows are well used to the grass. So I was just like, you know, give it a try. And I did. And do you know what? I'm 3 weeks into it and I'm fine. I feel a bit lighter in my stomach. I suppose I'm not digesting as much overnight, you know, a lot of heavy meats and stuff like that. But for all those reasons, and also just fancy the change. I haven't had milk in a year. That's mental for me, a person who loves coffee, you know. So little tiny things like that. But I mean, try to explain that to my mother, who's going to have goose, duck, turkey and ham on the table. And I'm there with a cod fillet.
And no milk.
No. Actually, do you know what? For anyone who's wondering, how do you survive without milk? Yeah. Go to oat milk. Oat milk is amazing. A great alternative, actually. And I know now that anyone that was going to support the cause are probably thinking, geez, I'm not going to support them now.
No, they will.
It'll be strange, brother. It'll be strange. But
no, it'll be great. Now, I've spoken to you before, and I know you were involved previously, Martin, in an oral history project with the elders in the traveller community, a project with the National Museum. And I know you want to expand on that work, don't you?
Oh, so that was the reason why I wanted to do that. That was on the back of, I suppose, in 2020, my granny passed away. And just before that, I didn't have a huge amount of money. So I had to get a small little loan from the credit union to buy camera equipment, because I wanted to record my grandmother's oral history. She was well into her 80s. Mm. Unfortunately, 2 months after I got the equipment, she went into hospital, and she, like a lot of our elders, she didn't come out, and she passed away inside. And I just it was then that I wrote an article and it ended up in the Irish Times, and I was like, I want to do this oral history project with the Traveller Elders. And I did, and I recorded 10 videos, and they're available there at the moment up on the National Museum of Ireland. But the thing is, I'm a traveller, but I'm also Irish, and I want to hear stories from our elders in the Gaeltacht, the farming community, on the islands. I want to talk to people right across Ireland, regardless of your background. And I want to start collecting all those life stories. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. Like, some of the stuff I heard from the Traveller Elders was just, for me, it was groundbreaking, because these are the conversations you need to have. Like, one of them was talking about the affinity they have for the farming community and how, you know, it was a symbiotic relationship. And if it wasn't for the farming community, travellers would have starved a long time ago. And if it wasn't for travellers, a lot of the farming community, they would have lost their farms because they needed the labour. And I mean, we lose those types of conversations over time because we become indoctrinated with the now. And that's usually what's been spun in the media, or, you know, rumors or stereotyping, you know. And I think my generation, we owe it to the previous generations to catalogue their living stories for the future, because we will lose them. So that's something that's very dear to me. And that is something that I will be expanding upon. And actually, to date, I have 18 different people from across the country who want to take part of this. And with that, I'll turn up my camera equipment. We'll have a bit of crack. We'll have a conversation. I'll have a few questions I want to ask. But largely, it'll be just tell me your story and tell me something that you want the world to know long after you've passed away, and you won't have to listen to their judgment. That's the kind of stuff that I want. Tell me the stuff that you really want to get out there. And I think, anyway, that's an aside to this, but...
No, it's great. And Martin, very brief before I let you go, what's the email contact for that, for people to contact you?
eldershistory@gmail.com. Or you can just contact me on any of my social media pages. If you have an elder in your family or your community, and you think that they have a really good story that needs to be, I suppose, retained, get in touch with me. I'd love to meet them. Martin, and for the family to join us too.
Martin Beans Ward, thank you so much. Always good to talk to you, and happy Christmas to you and yours. And if anyone...
Happy Christmas to you as well, Mary. And by the way, congratulations on the book.
Brilliant. Thank you, Martin. You're very sweet. And well done to you and your incredible work at the Galway Hospice. Their website is galwayhospice.ie.